I'm joined by Joseph Cheney, and it's your friend Dean Steele that sadly died in Germany. Joseph, first of all, I mean, how are you feeling right now?
Loss of words. Devastated at the loss. Going to leave a massive gap in our local town. Going to be missed by old friends and family.
And how long have you known him for?
I've known Dean probably closely for the last 5 years. Every time at the local pub, every time he was there, I was always with him. We've always got like, a local, so many people there, all our friends.
And how did you find out?
By a family member. My auntie phoned us and told us.
And what was your instant reaction?
I just ran up the stairs in my room and just started crying and spoke to my other friend. Told him about it. He just couldn't really get over it. He didn't really believe it. I was telling him. Like, thought, was it a joke? Oh, it was a joke, but it wasn't, obviously. Wish it was a joke, but sadly it's not.
And what did the family tell you? Because, you know, we're hearing different stories about what happened on the road. What's your understanding of what happened?
Well, especially when I found out, I had my dad on the phone, my auntie, and they said, as soon as I heard his name Banjo, and I just shouted to my dad, what are you talking about? And he said he's been knocked down, and I was run up the stairs and busted out crying.
Of course, it's been reported by the German police that him and his pals were taking selfies by the autobahn, and you're saying that's not right?
No, it's not true. We're crossing the motorway to go to the shop to get fags, cigarettes, because I thought that was the quickest route to get to the shop.
And what were they actually doing in Germany?
They were meant to be over going to the FC St Pauli game on the Friday night. They went over on the Wednesday, but they were meant to be getting tickets, but didn't manage to get tickets. They were actually on Saturday night in the town watching Anthony Joshua fight. And then obviously that happened the next morning.
Right. And it's been reported that they were they out watching the Rangers Celtic game too, or were they just watching the boxing?
I don't think they watched the Rangers Celtic game because they never had the Sky Sports net over there. But they're definitely watching the boxing, that's for sure.
Right. And was he a big boxing fan, Dean?
No, I was mainly a big Celtic fan of Celtic Taft. Watched all the Celtic games in the pub. We're all out doing the huddle last week after the Old Firm game last weekend outside the Buddha. That's a local pub that Dean drank in.
And so you've started this social media. You've set up a Just Giving page. What made you want to do that?
I just basically wanted to get it out there to everyone. Obviously, it's going to be cost a lot of money to get Dean back home, and it's going to cost his family money for his funeral. If you want to help with the cost, there's been loads of money raised already. There's been £2,500 raised, which is really appreciated by everyone. Also, there's some German people donated money. St Pauli fans who've got donated money. We're actually at £2,500. That's not even 24 hours yet.
This shows you how much it's really affected people that they've raised this much.
Just shows you how much heart Dean's touched throughout his 22 years of life, and how much people he meant to people. Like, they've raised £2,500, not even 24 hours yet.
And his family must be so grateful to you for what you've done. Have you spoken to his mum and dad?
I spoke to his dad to get permission first before I made the page. I wouldn't do that behind his family's back for permission. But obviously, it's no thanks to me. It's basically it's all Dean, all the people who Dean's touched, and all the people who donated, donated to obviously this to get Dean back home and have a good send off.
And what was Dean's dad's reaction when you told him that you were wanting to do this for the family?
He was overwhelmed, and I was going to do something so kind.
So, do you know what's going to happen now? With regard to bringing him back here to Scotland?
I don't really know yet what's going to happen with that. Obviously, his family will know better in regards to what's happened to that. I think obviously we'll have to do a lot of tests and that over there.
And how are the two other pals that were there, and how are they coming to terms with it? Do you know?
I've not spoke to one. I spoke to one of the boys, but it's not really saying much. They're obviously still numb. They try to. I don't want to contact them as much because they'll be feeling very down, as we all are. But obviously they were with him on holiday and they've not come back home without him.
course, that's just the worst possible ending, isn't it, for that?
Mm-hmm.
And Celtic, you know, a big part of his life, isn't it, Dean? So have you contacted them?
I've actually tweeted. I've not really used Twitter, but I've got Twitter. Don't really use it as much as Facebook, but I tweeted some of the Celtic players. I don't even know if it'll get out to them or not, but hopefully doing this can maybe raise an awareness to everybody who's obviously listening to this, and even people that listen to the radio, we can donate even £1, £2. Every pound helps just to raise and try and get his family as much as possible after losing their son, because obviously worrying about money and after bereaving their son is going to be the last thing in their mind.
Definitely. And are they going out to Germany, his dad and his mum?
I don't think so. I'm not too sure about that.
Okay, well, thanks very much for talking to me, Joseph, and good luck with the rest of it. I hope you raise as much money as you need to help the family. You know, it looks like you're doing really well so far.